Joining me now, possibly the only healthy person in the building, Coach Rachel Parkey. Coach, a lot of things to talk about. You picked up the win, and this was a win that I think the team needed. They've lost a couple of three in a row, some tough losses. This looked like one that they needed and also one that they just came out to the floor and they got after it.
Yes, they did. We desperately wanted this game, and we were expecting to come out on top on this game. It wasn't the most beautifully played game ever, but they stayed in there and they kept fighting, and so I am proud of them for hanging in there and finally playing a whole four quarters without just totally falling apart during one of them.
Let's start with the defense. I thought you had a great defensive effort against their star, Carly Cox. She was frustrated inside most of the game.
I'm glad she was frustrated because on my end, I was sitting down there going, oh, man, we got to get in there and stop her a little bit more, because it just seemed like she was very good at getting position on us. And she got some easy buckets there early, I know. They were just feeding it right into her. So we made some adjustments at halftime, and I didn't realize it till now that she didn't have a field goal in the second half. So
that's pretty good when you can keep Carly Cox down away from field goals. That's pretty good. Great game offensively for Madison Williams. I started to get into, I didn't want to jinx her, so I didn't say how her free throw streak was going. I just kept tallying them up. But 11 of 14 at the free throw line, 24 points. She just played a good game offensively up and down the court.
She did, and she needed that. She's been frustrated offensively the last several games, and so I was really glad to see her stick with it and continue to shoot. And tonight it started falling, so I'm happy for her.
Talk about the Savannah press. That seemed to bother the girls a little bit once in a while. What about the press was irritating Chillicothe?
Well, they were switching it. So they would set up where they had somebody guarding the ball, and we knew we could run one of our press breaks, and then next time they switched it and they were doing more of a zone press, and that had us frustrated because we weren't reading it very quickly, and you know, when you only have 10 seconds, that tends to get you in a little trouble.
It's also nice and helpful when you play seven and all seven get to shoot and all seven get to score as well. It's handy to spread the workload around.
That was nice. I was so tickled. I tell you, Haley Jones, she really stepped up tonight. She finally had the kind of game that I see her have every practice. She practices like that. So she stepped up and even hit a three tonight, and her face just said it all. She was very surprised, and so I'm happy for her, and I'm glad that tonight gave her a little bit of confidence at the varsity level.
Friday, you take on Lawson, and I, for the life of me, can't remember if you all have played Lawson yet this year.
We have not played them this year.
Well, what do you know about them?
I don't know a whole lot.
Okay, then.
I have to do some homework tomorrow, make some phone calls.
Well, you know, I feed you this so you can help me out with the story Friday morning, but that's okay.
So sorry.
I'll overlook it since you won.
Okay, thanks.
Coach Rachel Park, congratulations on a great win.
Thanks.